Class 11 English Core Book Hornbill Chapter 1 The Portrait of a Lady Module Number 1 Khushwant Singh, born 1915, died 2014, was an Indian writer, journalist, lawyer, diplomat, politician, statesman who was awarded with coveted Indian civilian honours. Highly educated and talented, he held many diplomatic and political posts. He is known for his trenchant secularism, humor, sarcasm, and love for poetry. The Portrait of a Lady is a real-life account of Khushwant Singh and his relationship with his grandmother. He presents her as a tender, loving, and a deeply religious lady. The narration is all about a long-standing relationship, the beautiful bond established and existed between a grandson and his grandmother. So, let's get started. Khushwant Singh observed his grandfather's portrait above the mantelpiece in his drawing room. He had a long beard reaching up to his chest. He wore a big turban, his clothes were loose. The appearance suggested that he looked quite old, maybe about 100 years. He thought there was no chance of the old man having any wife or children, but accepted he had plenty of grandchildren. Khushwant Singh remembered his grandmother as short, healthy, and slightly bent, with her one hand resting on her waist, with a stoop in her back while walking, and the other hand telling the beads of her rosary. She hobbled all around the house in a spotless white dress. Her silver locks looked unkempt and untidy. When he saw his grandmother, it was hard to accept that she was once young and pretty and was married too. The thought itself was revolting because all the two decades he had known her, she looked the same old grandmother, having a puckered face with wrinkles crisscrossing all over her face. To the author, she could have never been pretty, but she reflected a divine beauty. She was an embodiment of taciturnity and a calm and a serene composure. Whenever she told her childhood experiences of playing games, Khushwant Singh couldn't believe that, but treated them to be only fables. He liked her voice and the sing-song method she adopted to recite scriptures. Khushwant Singh's parents left him with his grandmother and moved to the city to start a steady life. In the village, grandmother and grandson were constantly together, and they had an inseparable emotional bond which was stronger as he was entirely under the prime care and custody of his grandmother. Grandmother woke him up, got him ready, dressed him up to school. Even while changing his dress, she intentionally chanted a prayer song for him to learn. He liked the chant, but he didn't learn. She organized his breakfast, something like stale chapatis with butter and sugar. She also provided clean wooden slate, yellow chalk, ink pot, and red pen tied in a bundle, handed it over to Khushwant Singh and escorted him to school. She always carried some more extra chapatis too. The school was attached to a temple. The priest taught Khushwant Singh scriptures, morning prayers, and alphabets. Meanwhile, she stayed in the adjoining temple reading scriptures. On their way back, they would be followed by some stray dogs, and she fed them with stale chapatis. When Khushwant Singh's parents comfortably settled in the city and invited both, he came under his parental care. That turned out to be the turning point. Though they shared the same room, he got ready on his own and independently boarded a motor bus to an English medium school, and the relationship started to fade and diminish. Now, in the city life, his interaction and companionship reduced considerably. Since there was no requirement for her care, since there was little or no interaction, she took to spin yarn from dawn to dusk. She turned to feeding sparrows in the afternoon free time. At times, she would ask him about his school life and the subjects he learnt. The subjects like English and science were all alien to her. She didn't like it and kept quiet about it. That clearly meant disapproval. Kushwant Singh went to the university, and the separation even widened as he got a separate room. The common link of the friendship between the author and the grandmother was completely snapped and broken. She accepted her resignation with seclusion. From sunrise to sunset, her schedule was spinning, reciting prayers, and in the afternoon, she fed the sparrows. Sitting on the veranda, she broke bread into little pieces, and hundreds of birds gathered there, and their chirrups sounded a veritable bedlam. Birds alighted, perched on her shoulders, head and hands, but she never shooed them. It was her happiest hour of the day. Kushwant Singh was sent abroad for 5 long years for higher studies. She was really upset. In fact, both felt bad. Their loving relationship literally fell apart. She went to the station to see him off. Though she was upset at his departure, she wasn't sentimental. She was telling her prayers by rolling her rosary. She came forward and kissed on his forehead, and Kushwant Singh cherished the moist imprint and thought that that would be his last meeting or last physical touch with his grandmother. It was highly improbable that she would be alive on his return. But that was not so. She was all alive and kicking and had reached the station to receive him, welcome him back, and he saw her celebrate his return. She held him in her arms, and she spoke nothing and only clasped her prayer beads and recited her prayers. Reaching home as usual, she fed the sparrows with frivolous rebukes. Then she gathered the women folk nearby, thumping an old, worn-out, sagging, dilapidated Indian drum, and started singing for hours together about the homecoming of the warriors. The family members had to forcefully stop her and literally persuade her from overstraining. Strangely, she did not pray that day. She took ill that very next day morning, though diagnosed with a mild fever by the doctor, who convinced her that she would be all right soon. But she insisted and predicted that her end was near. While the others protested, she was on the bed peacefully, praying and reciting scriptures. Suddenly, her lips stopped moving. Rosary fell from her lifeless fingers. Her pallid face turned peaceful. She was removed from her bed, covered with a red shroud, and laid on the ground. Few hours were provided for mourning. The family members were left alone to make arrangements for the funeral. A crude wooden stretcher was arranged for cremation. Her still stiff body was kept wrapped in the red shroud. A golden light on the veranda blazed. Suddenly, hundreds of sparrows flew in and sat dispersed themselves around her body. There was no chirrups, all silently perched on the ground as a mark of respect for the dead soul. Kushwant Singh's mother fetched some bread and broke into crumbs. The birds took no notice. Once grandmother's corpse was taken for cremation, the birds quietly flew away. Evidently, the sparrows had come to mourn and to grieve her death of the grandmother. Thank you.